Welcome to Revealing Jesus. Are you hungry to learn more about our beautiful Savior Jesus? I am your host, Christina Pereira, lover of Jesus, apostolic leader, licensed and ordained minister, author, podcaster, and kingdom party planner. Did you know that the Bible declares that grace and peace are multiplied to us in the knowledge of Jesus? And that simply means the more we learn about our beautiful Savior, the more we will experience all He died to give us. Join me for all things the King and His Kingdom, including revelatory teaching, interviews with fivefold ministers, media leaders, authors, and more. Come discover the beauty of God displayed all across the body of Christ. Together, we are revealing more of Jesus to a hurting world today. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That is John 1, 9 through 14, NIV. This is why my favorite place to be is worshiping at the feet of the one who loves with an endless love and an ever-increasing glory. He continually brings good news. News of His mercy, news of His healing, news of His unearned and undeserved favor. But before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to our Christina Pereira Ministry sponsors who help support the mission to unite the body of Christ and fulfill the Great Commission with love. A big shout out to Gopher Ministries, who provides all of our equipment for our gospel events. Davis Financial Services, who does all of our financial accounting. Harvest Family Network, through which I am licensed and ordained. And Life Changing Productions, who helps put together evangelistic events to reach our city for Jesus. If you or your organization are interested in becoming a CPM sponsor, you can find out more information on our website at christinapereira.org. Do you have a loved one special occasion coming up and don't know what to get them? Well, now you can sponsor an episode of Revealing Jesus in their name. And you can give them a special dedication message read on air. It makes a great gift. To find out more information, just go to christinapereira.org/podcast. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. I am your host, Christina, and I'm so excited to have you with me here today. I hope and I pray that you are doing well right where you are and enjoying the continuously flowing favor of grace pouring from our beautiful Savior and Father in heaven. I've got a great show for you today. Today, we're going to do some teaching, and it's one of my favorite subjects to teach about, the Mount of Transfiguration. And it's how, as you behold Jesus, you are transfigured by grace Himself. And so it's a message that's very dear to my heart, because I grew up in the church, but not a lot of the preaching and teaching was centered around Jesus. And as a result, it led to this kind of religious idea that I had to perform, and not it was Jesus who had performed for me and had accomplished everything for me. And I know many of you out there who were raised in the church, you can relate to that. And so that's why this message is so important, because of what Jesus did. And when we focus our eyes on Him and not ourselves, we are freed from that self-introspection. We're freed from that performance. We're freed to live in the finished work of Jesus. And it's a very powerful place to be. But unfortunately, it hasn't been taught that way in the past, but thanks be to God. God is shifting things, and I see that happening all over the body of Christ. You know, when I first started this ministry, the Lord very clearly said He wanted me to restore Jesus to the center of everything that we do in the body of Christ and in the church. And I had heard so many messages on 5 points to your healing and this, that, or the other, and everything had nothing to do with Jesus. And that's the crux of our faith. It says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if you look that verse up in the Greek, it's hearing by the word of Christos, hearing by the word of Christ. And so every time you hear the good news of Jesus, you are hearing the word of Christ. And every time you hear preaching and teaching and things centered around the person and the work of Jesus, your eyes are being transfixed on him so that you can behold him in his work. And in that process, you are being changed from glory to glory to glory. And all of those things that you thought were plaguing you are falling off like dead leaves. And that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of being dead to ourselves. There's such freedom in being dead to ourselves. And, you know, Christianity is not a religion based on performance, but it's only based on the performance of one, and his name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can I get a good amen? Okay, so we're going to do a little teaching today. And this is called Hear Jesus Only and Be Transfigured by Grace. And I will put up this full word with the scriptures at our blog, christinapereira.org/blog, where you can go and look at all of it for yourself, because it is important that you look at the word of God for yourself and you see that I'm not taking these verses out of context, which means that I am preaching and teaching them to you in the same spirit, in the same idea in which they were written in. And that's super important, because when people take scriptures out of context and they start making ideas about them in which they weren't originally written, that's how deception happens. And because I love you, I hate deception. And so if you listen to Revealing Jesus, if you follow my ministry, you will know that I am a stickler for preaching and teaching the word of God in context. And that takes the Holy Spirit to put together messages to preach and teach in context. And so, and it takes the Holy Spirit to bring Jesus out of all of it. And those are the kinds of things that you want to listen to. So, you know, I personally, I don't care if you listen to me or somebody else. I'm doing this because I'm being obedient to God and I'm doing what he's asked me to do. And so I hope and I pray that it's blessed you. And I want you to know that I feel a great responsibility, because I do what I do, to him, to preach and teach in context and to be faithful with the word of God, to be a competent minister of the new covenant of grace. And that's really, really important. So whoever you're listening to, just make sure that they are doing the same. Even if it's not me, I don't care. All right, here we go. This is Transfigured by Grace. How beautiful are the feet that bring good news. Worshiping at the bottom of those nail-pierced feet who brought the good news of the kingdom of God to earth is one of my favorite places to be. What good news Jesus brought. Our beloved King did not send an angel. The Son himself came. He came as a stranger to this world to save those who had no idea they needed saving. What wisdom, what beauty, and what majesty he possesses. This is Isaiah 52:7 NIV. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God. That is Isaiah 52:7 NIV. The feet who once stood on the Mount of Transfiguration were nailed to the cross so that the message of grace and the coming of his kingdom would be fulfilled. I love the story of the Mount of Transfiguration. It's one of my favorite scripture passages to teach. In it, we see the biblical basis for the heart of the Father. towards the message his son brought, and a clear depiction of the changing of covenants. Here Jesus takes Peter and James and John up the mountain with him to discover the glory of the new covenant brought by the Son and its superiority to the law and the prophets. This is Matthew 17, 1 through 3, NIV. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. That is Matthew 17, 1 through 3, NIV. You are part of a great company of women who are called and empowered by God. It is time to inherit audacious boldness from Women of the Bible. I've got a great resource for you. Prophetic leader, author, and president of Kim Moss Ministries and Women of Our Time, Kim Moss. Her new book, Finding Our Muchness, provides a fresh look at women in the Bible who advance the kingdom to inspire and equip you to move with God in acts of bold faith. Look away from competing voices in culture by reminding you of the brave women in Scripture. You can learn to break through barriers, dream big, and discover your kingdom identity and purpose. And just for being a Revealing Jesus listener, you get 40% off and free shipping with promo code REVEALINGJESUS at familyownbakerbookhouse.com. Pick up a copy of Finding Our Muchness today and discover how now is your time to rise up in faith and move forward with boldness. Link in show notes or visit bakerbookhouse.com. This is Galatians 4, 22 through 31, NIV. These things are to be taken figuratively. The women represent two covenants. One covenant is from Mount Sinai and bears children who are to be slaves. This is Hagar. Now, Hagar stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present city of Jerusalem because she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Be glad, barren woman, you who never bore a child, shout for joy and cry aloud, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband. Now you, brothers and sisters, like Isaac, are children of promise. And at that time the son was born according to the flesh, persecuted the son born by the power of the spirit. It is the same now. But what does the scripture say? Get rid of the slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with the free woman's son. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free woman." That's Galatians 4, 22 through 31, NIV. But here on the mountaintop appears Moses and Elijah, representing the covenant's law and prophets. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, we will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." That's Matthew 17, 4, NIV. However, if we keep reading the account, the father steps in and corrects Peter because he's missing the point. The supporters of the law and the supporters of the prophets have missed the point of the presence of the Son. The Son supersedes the law and the prophets in every way. In fact, the entire point of each covenant, the law and the prophets, was to glorify the Son. They were given so that Israel might recognize the beautiful Son of God, Jesus, and his appearance. This is Matthew 17, 5, NIV. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love, and I am well pleased. Listen to him." The father who loves the son sets the well-meaning disciples straight, and he declares the change in covenants when he states, "This is my beloved son, listen to him only." Then we see Moses and Elijah disappear, leaving only our beloved Jesus, the Son of God, standing. Beloved, it's time to hear Jesus only and be transfigured by grace. It's in the hearing of the new covenant only that we become like Jesus, with our minds, our bodies, our spirits glowing in the brightness of his light. This is 2 Corinthians 3:18 NIV. And we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. That's 2 Corinthians 3:18 NIV. Notice that the old covenant, brought to the people by Moses, a servant of God, not a son, came with a fading glory. But the glory of the new covenant brought by the Son is ever increasing. What glory and majesty the Son of God, Jesus, possesses. And we become like him, transformed and transfigured into his glorious and ever increasing light through beholding Jesus only. This is John 1:9-14 NIV. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and although the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father full of grace and truth. That is John 1:9-14 NIV. This is why my favorite place to be is worshiping at the feet of the one who loves with an endless love and an ever-increasing glory. He continually brings good news. News of his mercy, news of his healing, news of his unearned and undeserved favor. So I invite you today to behold Jesus only and be transfigured by grace himself. Yeah, let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for these precious ones who are coming and are listening now to hear about the glorious Son. God, I thank you for his beauty and his glory and his majesty. And I thank you that he has come that we might have life and have it abundantly. So God, I thank you right now that within their hearts, the Son of God is turning their eyes to be fixed upon himself and revealing himself to them. Father, I thank you for peace. Father, I thank you for your glory and for your healing, for your deliverance, for your redemption on each and every one of these, as they behold Jesus Christ, his work, and himself, and as they behold themselves as sons and daughters of God in Christ himself, their lives will be transfigured into glory and glory and glory, ever increasing. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Well, I hope and I pray today's teaching has blessed you. I will have links from today's podcast and show in the show notes on ChristinaPereira.org or wherever you get your podcast under Revealing Jesus with Christina Pereira. There you'll find additional resources to connect with us and follow us on social media at Christina Pereira Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. So until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.
Beloved, let me introduce you to my King. He is altogether lovely. No matter which way you turn him, he is perfection personified. He is velvet and steel. He is meekness and majesty. He is glory and humility. He is kindness and strength. He is altogether lovely. and He is my King, and He can be yours as well. All day long, He holds His hand that you might turn one step, one grasp, one yes, one breath away from the arms of your loving Savior. Beloved, if you hear Him, do not harden your heart. The Bible declares that not one of us is guaranteed another moment upon this earth. So pray this prayer with me today and run into the arms of the one who loves you, who knows you best. Father, I ask you to forgive me for all of my sin, for all of the places that I have fallen short, God, of your glorious standard. I ask you now to send your Son into my heart, to be the forgiveness of my sin, to be my redemption, to be my righteousness, to be my holiness, to be my sanctification. I ask you to forgive me, to cleanse me, to fill me with your Spirit, your power, your glory, that I might bring glory to your name, Father. I thank you that I receive all of this by faith in the Son of God who loved me and who gave himself up for me. I thank you that I am now a child of God, fully forgiven, fully righteous, fully holy in your eyes. And I ask you to help me walk out this life in a way that pleases and honors you, Father. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done. I thank you for your love, for your kindness, for your great joy in saving me. And I thank you, Father, and I thank you, Holy Spirit. And I pray all of these things in your beautiful Son's name. Amen. If you've just prayed that prayer for the first time, I want to congratulate you. You are now a child of God, and all things are now yours. Keep listening to Revealing Jesus. Find a good Bible translation that makes sense to you. And keep hearing about our beautiful Savior Jesus. Please let us know. We want to continue to pray for you. And we want to send you a free PDF copy of our New Believer Workbook. Just go to christinapereira.org/welcome-home. Enter your email address and we will be happy to send this free gift. And continue to pray for your journey. God bless. I sincerely hope and pray today's episode has blessed you. Now it's your turn to continue the conversation. We are all evangelists of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Like this episode, rate it, share it with a friend. If it's impacted your life, let them know that you want it to do the same in theirs. Help spread the word of the good news of Jesus. Subscribe to the mailing list and get episodes, articles, downloads, and more sent right to you. Link in show notes or just text Jesus to 1-833-815-7778. Again, that's Jesus, 1-833-815-7778. We would love to connect with you on social media. You can find us at Christina Pereira Ministries on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Until next week, may grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of Jesus. God bless.